I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. China had big hopes that the Beijing Olympics would give the country the chance to shine on the world stage. But anti-China riots in Tibet provoked a government crackdown, and that provoked pro-Tibet demonstrations in cities along the route of the Olympic torch. Lately, the Chinese have been protesting the protests. Now the government is trying to tone things down a little. Here's The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.
It may not be immediately obvious why Chinese would vent their anger about pro-Tibet protests by boycotting the French supermarket chain Carrefour. But that's what protesters were calling for this past weekend in at least four Chinese cities. This protester said, "I think any Chinese with flesh and blood should join the boycott against Carrefour." That's because a false rumor had gone around on the Chinese internet that Carrefour, which is kind of a French version of Target, supports Tibetan independence. But even with Chinese nationalism running high these days, Carrefour probably doesn't have a lot to worry about. A Carrefour here in Beijing was bustling with customers today. One was 24-year-old Li Yawei. He's sympathetic to the boycott of Carrefour.
They support Dalai, so every Chinese will upset about what they do.
Didn't you just shop here?
I shop here because there is no big supermarket like Carrefour that has a whole variety of commodity.
Li might feel less conflicted about shopping here now that the state-run news service Xinhua is reporting that Carrefour doesn't support the Dalai Lama after all. But Li is still upset about the pro-Tibet protests that have broken out along the Olympic torch's route.
I feel very indignant, but also helpless. Because I personally think that they still don't really know much about China, and their viewing of China is still very sided.
Of course, the average Chinese person's view of what's happening in Tibet is also one-sided, because that view is shaped by the state-run media. For weeks now, such Chinese media reports have warned of dangerous Tibetan separatists and terrorists under the command of the Dalai Lama. The media have urged Chinese to band together to keep the country united. And they have called the pro-Tibet protests and Western media accounts of the crackdown in Tibet attempts to keep China down. This plays well to a generation that was taught that China endured 150 years of humiliation at the hands of foreign powers and must never do so again. And it conveniently changes the subject from the grievances of Tibetans and their continuing protests. That's despite a crackdown by thousands of armed Chinese police and political re-education campaigns straight out of the Cultural Revolution playbook. None of this is what China's leaders want people to be focusing on now. They want all eyes on the so-called Journey of Harmony of the Olympic Torch. The torch's reception in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, was the lead story today on Chinese Central Television's international channel.
People from China and Southeast Asia were vocal in their support for the torch. Go China, go Olympics! Some Chinese students came from Singapore to cheer for the Olympics.
What didn't make it into the report were a couple of Free Tibet signs along the torch's route. The people with the signs were quickly hustled away, supposedly for their own safety, as angry, patriotic Chinese students hurled abuse at them. Such insults have been rife on the Chinese internet as well. And no one seems immune, not even Jin Jing. She's the young wheelchair-bound Chinese woman whom protesters jostled when they tried to get the Olympic torch from her in Paris. That made Jin a cause célèbre in China and a spark for the Carrefour boycott. But Jin said she doesn't support the boycott because it would hurt the Chinese who work for Carrefour. That's when the online abuse turned against her. One posting called Jin a brainless, evil-eyed wolf traitor. Back at the Beijing Carrefour, shopper Li Yawei doesn't see any reason that all this should sour international goodwill toward China. He says he still believes the Beijing Olympics will succeed as a celebration of international friendship and of China's rise. He says, "I believe in my government, I believe in China, and I believe we will have a peaceful Olympic Games." For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.